This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I'm going to open with this because my particular subject on this is indicative of what you would think of as a... There's a lot of people that think I'm not one of them. But, you know, Geraldo Rivera is employed by Fox News. So by default, a lot of people would look at him and say, well, at least he gives everything a fair shake. But no, Geraldo doesn't give everything a fair shake. Geraldo is indicative of a mindset that emerges when you spend most of your career. You know, he's traveled and he's gone other places to do interviews and stories and everything else. But he's a New York kind of guy. And in wake of Uvalde, he decided to advocate for prohibiting the purchase of semi-automatic firearms by anybody under age 21. Now, that's not a unique position for him to take. This is him actually parroting what a bunch of other non-critical thinkers are thinking, which is that, well, the last two guys were 18, so if we were to do this, this would stop some of the shooting. But given the defenselessness of the victims and the brutality of the killer, it is difficult to imagine any sort of reform aimed at narrowing the killer's choice of means that could have stopped the infliction of grievous damage at Uvalde. Because he got locked into a building. If he'd hacked him up with a machete, would we be as outraged over this as we are because he used a gun? We should be. We absolutely should be, but that's not the point of gun control. Rivera's proposal is yet another simple-minded non-solution. And they push it as the only obvious and morally defensible policy choice. Yet the proposal, if enacted, would not have saved a single life at Uvalde. And to me, knowing this, and you got to think they know this, because when I say that they don't use critical thinking, that doesn't mean they don't know things. This suggests that life saving is not the point of this particular policy advocation. No mentally ill person should be able to obtain any kind of a firearm. And from what is publicly known, the Uvalde killer should have been identified as a dangerous mental case in adolescence and as such should have been prevented from purchasing a firearm as an adult. Such safeguards should be established and schools should be hardened with the Second Amendment upheld. This nation was founded as a representative republic operating on the assumption that all adult citizens possess an equal right to participate in their own governance, with the lamentable exception of those then enslaved. You know, the nation displayed a standing respect for its citizenry, recognized rights to free speech and self-defense on the assumption that the average person can be trusted to live independently and function productively in a free society. Rivera's ban would continue to shifting the nature of the United States from this representative republic to something more akin to a therapeutic dictatorship, in which the state sees its subjects as mentally ill until they can prove otherwise to its satisfaction, or reach an age at which the state consents to allay its suspicion. And this is to be objective, because once you start doing things, say, based on age, how young is too young and how old is too old? Does that mean if you're in between those years, right? If you're 21 and mentally ill, is that okay then, still, Geraldo? Adults possess fundamental rights that should not be rescinded on the basis of groundless, indiscriminate suspicion. Now, when you observe Rivera's stage antics, where you imagine that his most likely response would be to throw his arms in the air and exclaim in a tone at once pleading and accusatory, then we do nothing. And to this I say, rejecting a lousy idea is not a refusal to consider and adopt better ones. And it seems, you know, it seems fair to ask, has there ever been a high-profile murder in response to which Rivera effectively pleaded with the public to do nothing when perhaps he should not have? In July of 2018, a young female University of Iowa student disappeared. Her disappearance made the national news. She was later found to have been murdered by an illegal alien named Christian Bahena Rivera, no relation to Rivaldo or Geraldo. Now, you may be wondering, what did Rivera, the media personality, not the illegal alien, what did he do? Did he denounce the disgraceful ease with which criminal illegal aliens may enter the country? Did he call for criminal background checks on those who are here so as to deport the dangerous ones? Did he urge us to take actions to better protect ourselves from criminals who should not be here in the first place? No, he did none of those things at all. Rivera moved as fast as he could, not to prevent the next murder, but to defend the illegal alien community. He solemnly urged restraint and sought to head off any measure that might make life in the least bit less comfortable for those living and occasionally killing in the shadows. And the murder victim, well, she was effectively shrugged off. So, he basically looked at the camera and advocated that we do nothing. So we do nothing. He could not bring himself to fathom any policy implication whatsoever from the incident. And he pleaded with the nation to do nothing. Now, what are you to make of this? To your eyes, it would be a mistake to see this as mere hypocrisy. His attitude has a consistent theme. He felt compelled to protect illegal aliens. From whom? I guess from everybody here, everybody else. He heroically interposed himself between the inveterate racists he evidently believes that most of the American population is made up of, and those unfortunately positioned domestic servants who, it would seem, are simply indispensable to running the Rivera household. He can't bear the thought of losing his gardener, but a nativist rabble is not to be trusted and deserves to be disarmed. And so here lies the deeper principle at work in the conscience of a progressive, which is contempt for you. Contempt for the American people. You know, Geraldo, he seems like a fairly amiable media personality. He could get some credit for offering a concrete proposal, but his unbearable moral posturing deserves a response, and no one is morally obligated to kneel before anybody else's ill-conceived, short-sighted, ineffectual policy demands, especially when it's made by a pampered, overprivileged ignoramus and insultingly couched as uncontestable moral imperatives to those, and, you know, to which no sound objection may be imagined. Political debate should be civil and serious. But to the progressive, this is the time to grandstand. To the progressive, this is the time for cheap moral bullying. And to the progressive, it's never about who gets killed. If it's one of the minorities that does it, if it's a criminal that does it, if it's an illegal alien that does it. And when I say minority, I'm not talking about black people or Hispanic people. I'm talking about illegal aliens and criminals. Those are the minority. Has nothing to do with their color. Just their choices. That's what makes them the minority. Sometimes you have to take these things and boil them down and look at the example that they put in place. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I love the Democratic Party because they're so short-sighted. And I loathe the Republican Party because they are so weak-kneed. Here is a Squad House member, Cori Bush, put out in a tweet May 3rd, 2022. Abolish the filibuster, codify Roe, expand the Supreme Court, protect abortion rights by any means necessary. We need all the above. This is an emergency. Because with the Democrats, everything is always an emergency, especially when it's one of their sacred cows. And it is, as always, so bad that many of them call to use any means necessary to get all of what they want, even overturning long-standing American norms like the filibuster, the Electoral College, and the 9-member Supreme Court. The House Justice Democrats, which includes squad members AOC, Ayanna Presley, Ilhan Omar, Ro Khanna, Rahalava, Premila Jayapal, and Rashida Tlaib. See, AOC is the opening act in an ambitious plan to reimagine leftist politics in America by whatever means necessary. An implicit threat to use violence if they cannot get what they want any other way. Now, I would love to know how that's going to play out. Are they going to do it? So, there's a civil rights group active in Michigan and California called By Any Means Necessary, or BAM. Full name is Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, Integration, and Immigration Rights and Fight for Equality By Any Means Necessary. They take their name from Malcolm X's 1964 statement, "We want freedom by any means necessary, justice by any means necessary, equality by any means necessary." And when they pledge to use any means necessary to get their way, they mean it. They've been accused of harassing petition circulators in Phoenix streets and filming people who sign petitions in order to bully them not to sign petitions they don't like. And even the very liberal ACLU has reported that the FBI has investigated BAM for a potential involvement in unspecified terrorist activities. Bobby Seale of the Chicago 8 adopted Malcolm X's slogan, "Freedom by any means necessary," as a motto for their new organization, the Black Panthers. Seale advocated violence, and Newton vowed to live by the gun. Seale was later charged with the 1969 murder of a Black Panther suspected of being a police informant, but the trial ended with a hung jury. Newton was widely believed to be responsible for several murders. Within days of George Bush taking office in 2001, Democrat leader Tom Daschle, who always tried to look respectable to get elected, vowed to use whatever means necessary to defeat his judicial nominees. Unfortunately, the expression "any means necessary" has long been associated with violence. It was first used invoking the Marxist idea of the class struggle by French existentialist slash communist Jean-Paul Sartre in his 1948 play Dirty Hands. From Act 5, Scene 3, "We will abolish lies by eradicating class by any means necessary." That play revolves around a conflict between communist factions in Illyria, a fictional Eastern European country. In the play, a communist, Hugo, is told that a party leader, Hoderer, who is very charming and trusting, has pursued talks with non-socialist groups to form a post-war coalition government. That is, Hoderer has committed the sin of compromising with his political opponents in order to achieve something positive. So Hugo sees this as treacherous and plans to assassinate Hoderer. And welcome to the compassionate social justice, actually injustice, utopian brotherhood of communists and socialists. Hugo eventually murders Hoderer, not because of political disagreements, but because he sees his wife kiss Hoderer. One of the morals of Sartre's play seems to be that once one decides to start killing people because of their political beliefs, it becomes easy to kill them for anything. Maybe even jealousy. That expression was soon picked up by Martinican intellectual Frantz Fanon in his 1960 address to the ACRA Positive Action Conference titled "Why We Use Violence." He stated that the colonized people of Martinique are soon locally confronted by the problem of ending the colonial regime by any means necessary. So since the call to use any means necessary is a call to use violence, if that is the only way to get what one wants, and since that expression has in fact been used by various violent revolutionary figures and moments, its use by Democrats like Daschle and the squad members is also a threat to use violence and threats of violence to get what they want. Indeed, the expression by any means necessary is often accompanied by an image of a black fist to threaten racial violence or a red fist to emphasize socialist or communist violence. So against this background of history of leftist calls to violence, it is no accident that a man has been arrested for attempting to murder a Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. And which, by the way, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and most of the news media do not find particularly interesting. Because Kavanaugh might not vote the way the would-be killer wants. In 2020, Senator Chuck Schumer, unhappy that the Democrats might not get their way, threatened Kavanaugh and Gorsuch that if they did not render the decision he wants, they will have released the whirlwind and would not know what hit them. Further, despite the fact that it's actually illegal to protest outside the houses of judges to influence decisions, that seems to have slipped Attorney General Merrick Garland and President Biden's minds, and angry mobs currently protest outside the homes of Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Thomas. In 2018, a Bernie Sanders supporter shot and almost killed House Leader Steve Scalise and wounded two other people. A violent Antifa mob smashed the diminutive gay conservative Andy Ng in the head with a cement block, causing considerable damage for the unforgivable sin of filming one of their events, which was, you know, basically documenting who and what they are. In the Summer of Love, BLM and other leftist organizations killed up to 18 people and did as much as $2 billion in damage. Not that the Democrats or the news media apparently saw all of this as mostly peaceful took much notice. Senator Rand Paul and his wife were attacked by angry mobs upon leaving the White House and believed they would have been killed were it not for late police intervention. The pro-abortion group James Revenge warns, if abortion isn't safe, then you aren't either. We are everywhere, etc., etc. This is, Their own words make it clear they see no limit to what they're prepared to do as Andy Ng and Steve Scalise and Amy Barrett and their children, Neil Gorsuch. If you oppose us, you get a bam in the face or worse. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News. As religious conservatives gathered this week at a sprawling resort near the Grand Ole Opry House, Nikki Haley pressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority crowd to look to the future. Haley, the former South Carolina governor, who was also ambassador to the United Nations under President Trump, said, "It's up to us to deliver a new birth of patriotism." An announcement in the near future could complicate efforts by other ambitious Republicans to mount campaigns. Haley, for instance, has said she would not run against Trump. Retailers and marketers have been quick to commemorate Juneteenth with an avalanche of merchandise, from ice cream to t-shirts to party cups. But many are getting backlash on social media for what critics say undermines the day. Designated as a federal holiday last year to honor the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, a search for Juneteenth items among online sellers produced everything from toothpicks with Pan-African flags to party plates. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to give you a comparison. During the entire time of the assault weapon ban, development of that platform was completely stopped. When I left the Army in 1990, the fielded issued rifle to the members of the United States Army was the M16A2. Now, the M16A2, the difference between the, and the M16, I guess, A1, is that we now had a three-shot burst. And that weapon looks nothing like the modern weapon. But for 10 years, because there was no backdrop of a civilian market for this, because since most of the things that they banned were cosmetic, a lot of people just started building those. And there's a few people that actually bought some of those. I know a few that actually have assault weapons ban era AR-15s. And I guess they keep them now as a novelty. But what we did was we created a problem, because that created almost, it got to the point that since we weren't developing that platform, our servicemen fell behind the curve when it comes to development and research and all the other things that makes that man-portable infantry weapon effective. Banning something simply because of your political policy is a bad thing. So let's compare this now to what we got going on with the energy crisis. The Democrats have spent decades warning that the United States must stop using the most efficient and affordable energy source, or it will be consumed by heat waves and fireballs and cataclysmic weather events. And every flood, every hurricane, every natural event, really, is now blamed on climate change. Our children, you know, if we go by AOC, do we have like 8 years left now? Is it 8 years that we have left? We've burdened our children with an irrational dread over their future. Then again, many in the cult of Malthus won't even have children. So why, if we're on the precipice of this apocalypse, if saving the planet trumps every other concern, is President Joe Biden begging everybody but the United States to drill? I mean, if this is what is leading to the apocalypse. On the days Democrats aren't blaming Putin for rising gas prices, a cost the president not long ago argued was worth paying for freedom, they're blaming oil companies for profiteering. Wednesday, as the national average on a gallon of gas hit $5.014, nearly $2 higher than last year, Biden sent letters to refining companies threatening to once again abuse his executive powers if they do not immediately alleviate high prices, a political appeal to the imaginary greedflation. Now, this is the guy that's trying to bankrupt them. This is the guy that would think this is a feather for his cap if we all had to buy Teslas. Now, of course, if all the coal-fired generators and all these other things, if they all go away, I don't know what's going to power the Tesla. Biden, who promised a 100% clean energy economy with net zero emissions in a couple of decades, now demands energy companies already at utilization rates above 90% invest tens of billions more in new drilling infrastructure, when everyone knows that tomorrow, when prices recede, Democrats are going to go right back to passing laws and regulations that undercut their business. Now, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when Trump got elected, before he ever got inaugurated, the stock market, it surged to, I mean, back in, prior to that, was it even above 10,000? I can't remember. It was nowhere near what it is now. Gasoline started coming down. This has a whole lot to do with policy and regulations. Today, Democrats demand CEOs spend more. Tomorrow, they will promise to hold oil executives accountable and drag them in front of congressional committees where they will be scolded by economically illiterate windbags. And that future is baked in today's price because Democrats' energy policy is a schizophrenic mess. It oscillates from puerile to pernicious. And you can't spend decades working to undercut production and campaign on the promise of destroying an industry and the demand it turn on a dime when it's politically convenient. Democrats are going to argue that this is a unique emergency as prices have spiked to historic highs. And guess what? Energy prices will always be at historic highs when you create shortages, which is exactly what progressives have been advocating we do for years. See, they've allowed crime to go up so that you would run to them. They've cut police. They've demonized police. They got DAs where they're releasing animals into the society. And then they want to come for your guns. And instead of you going, well, if we give up the guns, I guess maybe they'll save our lives. You instead have decided to buy guns. More people buying guns. So the exact opposite has happened. The same thing is happening here. They expected for everybody to say, well, you know, a Tesla's not bad. The Mustang electric car is not bad. Ford makes an electric pickup truck that, you know, costs more than my house, but that's not bad. That's not what they expected, but where we are right now is what they wanted. Biden promised no more drilling on federal lands, no more drilling, including offshore, no ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. Number one. Not number two. Number one. And no new fracking. Blue states cross country have either banned fracking or are in the process of banning fracking projects. And on the first day of his presidency, he rejoined the Paris Agreement, an accord he is now working hard to break, revoking permits for Keystone XL, a 1,700-mile pipeline that's going to carry approximately 800,000 barrels of oil a day into the United States, also baked into the price. And he signed a slew of executive orders prioritizing climate change over energy production, halting oil and natural gas leases on all public lands. When a court blocked him, they appealed the decision even as indications of an energy spike were clear. And instead of threatening price controls, he should just rescind all of his executive orders. That would actually show thinking. Of course, until some new technology is devised, implementing any policy that resembles the Green New Deal, the plan that Biden says is the framework for his own effort on environmental justice, that would hold approximately the same economic consequences as having coronavirus economic shutdowns for 30 years straight. And that's merely if we follow the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recommendations on carbon emissions. Last year, with inflation already looming, Biden preached that it was a moral imperative to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 50% from 2005 levels by 2030 and 100% by 2050. And that's a policy, if that's actually taken to its end, we will look back at $5 a gallon fondly. Energy policy cannot be capriciously implemented and then abandoned every time the Democrats' poll numbers flail. And that's just a little taste of the Green New Deal. There is no sentient being that could accept the notion that Democrats are the party that is in favor of abundant fossil fuel. Hopefully the price, even in some small measure, for their green policy is so politically severe that they will moderate. They have to understand that, like all of us, there are some dreams that are just simply unattainable. But that will depend upon the voters, I guess. Right. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
One more time, then I'm getting in the big black pickup truck, and I'm getting my back cracked. I got a few twinges this week. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Florida Congress critter Debbie Wasserman Schultz admitted something we all knew last weekend at the March for Lives rally in Parkland, Florida. When asked about the gun control framework that a bipartisan group of 20 senators have said they support. It's just the beginning, she said, and more significant gun control is coming. More to it, she was speaking to MSNBC's Alex Witt. We're expecting moderate reform at best. I wasn't expecting anything of significance. Anything you can do to put an obstacle in the path of someone who would do themselves or someone else harm and save a life is a step we should take while saying we should push for a lot more. This is only the beginning. It has to be only the beginning, not the end. And Wasserman Schultz added that extremists will now likely target Senate Republicans and everyone in Congress. But you notice that Alan Gottlieb is not out there going, you know, we're going to combat this by any means necessary. She continued, we absolutely have an opportunity to move forward, and let me just be clear, Alex, for those of us who support much more significant reform, this is just the beginning. We have to begin to make some progress. I'm glad that those 10 senators have the courage thus far. Of course, that is also beginning to... I'm not going to get out there and say these guys aren't weak, but they got out there and Cornyn and Graham and all the Republicans, McConnell, they got out there and said, hey, we're in for this. But what they didn't say, which apparently is the fact, we're in only for this. We'll consider only this. And now, you know, Cornyn, he walked out of the talks the other day, even though Republican Senator Tom Sillis said, hey, we can write a bill on Friday. So, now, Wasserman Schultz is far from being a backbench first-termer. And when she makes an admission like this, that the Senate plan is just the beginning and more gun control is coming, she's not speaking out of turn. I mean, the Democrats want all the gun control. She's been in Congress since 2005, serves as the chief deputy whip of the Democratic Congress. Or the caucus. She was the first woman to chair the Military Construction and Veteran Affairs Subcommittee. She serves on the Committee on Oversight and Reform. Her comments prove that if we willingly give the gun banners a slice of bread every time we sit down with them, eventually they will have the whole loaf. And they know that. They're playing the long game. She just said the quiet part out loud. So there will be no appeasement if we agree to let them infringe on our constitutional rights. And here's the thing about this that is beginning to give me a little hope as far as this Senate negotiation. Cornyn is quite, as in my observations of him, he seems quite mercurial. In 2013, when they were considering universal background checks and assault weapons bans and all this other stuff during Obama's administration, he put up a bill for national concealed carry reciprocity. And that day, that particular day, that got the most votes. It got 57 votes in the Senate. Universal background checks didn't get 50 votes. So, sometimes it seems like he's there and sometimes it seems like he isn't. And what infuriates me about these senators, and maybe it's just because I don't understand the political game to the degree they do, they seem to be like cats toying with a mouse sometimes. But you don't know that when you're looking at what they're doing, because they say, okay, we'll agree to sit down with you and talk about that. They want an assault weapon ban. They want to ban standard capacity magazines. They want universal background checks. They want to ban you from being able to buy a gun if you're 18 years old or between 8. If you're not 21, let's put it that way. Those were the Democratic goals before the Senate framework agreement was announced. Those remain their goals today. If they're going to sit there and insist on any of this, and that seems to be what's torpedoing the talks, well, guess what? Nothing happens. I try very hard not to get too excited about some of the stuff, the shenanigans in the Senate. But this is the thing about the gun banners, the gun grabbers, all this other stuff. They never intend to stop. They never intend to stop. If they were to pass something in the Senate right now today, first of all, it does not agree with the plan coming out of the House, because the House has already passed everything along party lines, and there's gun bans and magazine bans and all that other stuff. So that's all out there. So their version's never going to agree with the House version. There is no committee, there's no conference where they're going to get together and say, okay, well, I'll meet you halfway on the bans. Because there's no way to meet halfway on the bans. Their ultimate goal is total civilian disarmament. If you don't think that is the case, then you are a deluded person, and you should not be able to buy a gun. They're never going to stop. There is no appeasement, regardless of what happens in the Senate. Now, sort of making a little lateral move here, most of us that are constitutionalists, like myself, I begrudgingly support all of the Bill of Rights. And when I say begrudgingly, because sometimes I wish I could look at the mainstream media and just slap them around, because they're just lying to you. Unfortunately, lying to you is okay. Even though, you know, it's not okay to tell the truth. That's why the DHS was going to have a disinformation bureau. But lying is fine. Lying is okay. But one of the things that the gun grabbers have done really well is they have used the Bill of Rights against us, because they've used the 10th Amendment against us. Now, the 10th Amendment, for the most part, has been rendered irrelevant because it has decades upon decades of federal law and legal precedent in many ways. But the anti-gun argument hinges on the 10th Amendment. Purely and simply. In its 2008 decision in Heller, the court ruled that the Second Amendment grants an individual's right to bear arms, the Supreme Court. We get this from some Yahoo. What's this guy's name? He's some professor. He says, we are law professors with expertise in the United States, comparative constitutional and international law. Although we think Heller was wrongly decided regarding federal regulation, we focus here on the court's 2010 decision in McDonald versus City of Chicago regarding state and local regulation. While Heller was based on the Second Amendment, McDonald was based on the 14th. And under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, the Supreme Court consistently held in the series of decisions between 1925 and 1971 that only fundamental rights included in the Bill of Rights bind the states. The critical question is, which rights are fundamental? Before the 2010 decision in McDonald's, settled constitutional law established that the Second Amendment right to bear arms was not a fundamental right, and therefore the Second Amendment did not impose constitutional constraint on state and local governments. McDonald rejected two centuries of consistent precedent by holding the Second Amendment imposes legally binding limits on state governments. Basically, they're making the case that the Tenth Amendment means states should be able to heavily restrict guns as much as they want. They're almost adorable when they pretend they understand the Constitution. Because here you have, and this is by a law professor at University of California, Irvine, which should also tell you a great deal about the current state of law schools. And, you know, they're saying the right to bear arms isn't fundamental. And but, you know, it reads a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If you look at the Constitution, the people pops up with some regularity. And in every single instance it does, it's found to apply to individuals who make up the population of the United States. So as such, McDonald was found correctly, but you know, those haters are going to hate. Keep your eyes open. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.